Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's a Hard Knicks Life. It is a Hard Knicks Life. A Hard Knicks Life. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Life. It's a Hard Knicks Life. It is a Hard Knicks Life. A Hard Knicks Life.
Now we're fucking playing.
Listen to Ralph.
Now we're fucking playing.
I wanted some more of that.
You'll hear more of it later, Barry.
Oh, yeah, we got a full track.
What up, Knicks fans? And what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
And we don't have a full track, but we've got a full Ralph call-in session. What are you drinking? I saw two cherries.
An old-fashioned, Craig. My second old-fashioned of the night.
Second old-fashioned of the night. He's back. Now he's fucking playing. Good day to Blandy, a.k.a. Blanderson Hooper.
Good day to you as well, Craig.
You're listening to the one podcast that is not overrated. Can you believe they were fucking chanting overrated at
Wembanyama? It's not bad for Victor Wembanyama.
It's terrible.
For a 19-year-old foreigner coming to the world's most famous arena. He felt like shit enough playing the way he did. He didn't need that.
No, and what is the benefit? I hate when we do that. I hate when we do that to guys, and then suddenly, for the rest of his career, probably, he's going to tear us up at MSG using that as fuel.
That, and it wasn't like it was a playoff game or something. It was his first visit to the Garden. He didn't hype up his first visit. The media did. He didn't talk shit coming into the Garden. The media did. So why are you listening to him?
Well, he got a nice cheer at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, he's a gentle 7'8" person.
7'8".
He's a little kid. Oh, he's a big kid.
I mean, at this point, I guess people had like six beers in them and... You know, there was a blowout. They're looking to, you know, spice things up a little bit, but I didn't need it.
Well, when he's fucking destroying us in the next game and bowing to the arena like a giant Trae Young, we know who to blame. Guys, Bet Online, the last of the major pro sports league is off and rolling, and college basketball is ready to go as well. Bet Online remains your top spot for all your live betting action and contests. Has college basketball started yet?
Yes.
Sure did.
Okay. Because I didn't get the new... I was too lazy to go into my email and pull the new Bet Online ad read, so I'm just going with the last one. Hopefully that's okay. I guess I should say enrolling in college basketball is rolling too. NFL, college football, UFC, and NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions. All the hoops betting action along with every sport available at your fingertips with both mobile desktop and mobile access at any time. Blandy, did you know you can head on over to BetOnline today?
I did know that.
It's true. And use a promo code what, Blandy? What is the promo code?
That's a good question.
You think he knows this, Barry?
Believe?
You don't know the fucking... Yes.
Believe.
Well, not believe.
Believe. Believe. Believe. B-L-E-A-V.
How do you spell it?
B-L-E-A-V. Yes.
Barry, what percentage do you get?
20... something percent off your first.
You get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit.
That's even better. That's great. That's like where a sore game, dick. You can't beat it.
Blandy, bet online where the game.
It's where in the game. It's in the game.
No. It's where it's, the game.
If it's in the game, it's in the game.
No, it's where the game
begins.
What? Almost. It's where the game starts.
Starts.
You're fucking with us right now.
Here we go.
Yeah. You sure it's not if it's in the game, it's in the game?
Yeah, I'm fucking sure. All yes. Right. You guys don't listen to the ad reads. How long have we been doing these?
That's our moment to, you know, to
doing this for
out.
8 years. Good couple games here, guys. James Harden and the new look Clippers come into town. Then we got Wembanyama and the Spurs. And we fucking destroy everybody. Coming up later, everybody, we've got our first Hard Knicks Life player power rankings.
Ooh.
This is a combined power ranking between the three of us. So we're not each giving our own.
Oh, okay.
We have tabulated the points and we'll be revealing the five. I know them. Landy and Barry don't yet. That's coming later. But first, Barry, how you feeling? Five. We hit 500.
Yeah. I mean, I feel good. I feel like the last couple of games, this was the Knicks team that I want to see. And they were both quite different games. You know, not just because of the opponents that we were facing, but because you had taste of different things, like DiVincenzo going off against the Clippers. That's not something I expect to see every night, but it was an element. It was an element that we did see, and the Knicks were playing great ball, playing great defense. I mean, that's been the biggest thing for me this season is the defensive play, because we saw it when they made the playoffs 3 years ago. It was on the backs of their defense, right? And not too hard to expect that, you know, coming from a Thibodeau coach team. But then last year, it wasn't the defense. You know, the defense slacked off a lot, yet they had like the third best offense in the league, which we didn't see coming. And now we're seeing a better balance. We're seeing, I mean, what, against the Spurs, we had three guys over 20 points. So we're getting our offensive scoring up, still not where it needs to be and not like where it was last year. But the defense is great. I mean, they're allowing like the second fewest points in the league against opponents. So I like what we're seeing, you know, because I think that's a better approach. And we know how that can kind of kickstart the offense when they get defensive stops. So I've been happy. That's what I've been most happy with, Craig.
Yeah, I mean, against the right, you said it was two very different games. Against the Clippers, it was a defense that really shined, right?
Mm.
Held the Clippers to under 100. Paul George shot 2 for 11 that game. I mean, that was their first game with Harden, but that's a pretty potent lineup. And you could see that the Knicks bottled them up, especially in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, that bench unit, you know, was just on fire.
Blandy, how are you feeling? Did you enjoy your first looks at Wembanyama?
Well, I mean, obviously he struggled. I've been trying to catch as many highlights of him as I possibly can since the season started. I'm pretty impressed. I mean, obviously he didn't play so great at the beginning. He had a couple of nice plays as we got closer to the end of the game when things were really out of hand, so it didn't really matter. But I mean, he's going to be a force to reckon with as long as he can stay healthy. I mean, he's pretty crazy out there, you know.
Yeah, did you see Mitchell Robinson after the game in the locker room?
No.
You mean when they asked him a question and he walked away?
No, after the Spurs game, he was holding up his phone, timing it.
Yeah, and then he basically walked away after like one question. Or they started to ask him a question.
When the time ran out, he walked away.
Yeah.
How good has Mitchell Robinson been?
Unreal.
Blandy, we know you're impressed with his arms.
He's gotten bigger.
Texting us about his body.
Right? He got bigger.
You know, when you texted that, I laughed because I just think it's like that's what we always talk about and it's stupid.
Well, it is stupid.
Then against the Spurs, I made a point to look at his arms, and he is bigger. He is
his
big.
Legs too, Craig.
I didn't look at his legs yet.
Look at his legs nice. Next time too, Craig.
He's a strong, strong man.
Yeah, he's not like a skinny dude like he used to be. He's put on some solid muscle there.
You think that's going to keep him from getting injured?
Should help, for sure.
I would hope so. He's a beast.
He seems a little less, am I wrong? He seems less like clumsy this season.
You're right. He used to seem lanky, not just in his physical presence, but the way that he moved around.
Maybe he's finally growing into his body.
That's exactly the word I was thinking of right before you said it, lanky.
Yeah.
He's like lanky arms and legs, and now he just looks strong.
Yes.
Like Blandy.
Very true. Very true.
Should we? I was about to start talking about how everyone's doing, but I feel like we should just go through our power rankings
now. Let's get into it.
It's naturally going to just fucking happen.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
We're going to have to talk through each one. We're going to start at the bottom.
Okay. Now, there were no ties, Craig?
No.
How did you assign? What did you assign points to these things? Like
5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
For the number one, if you had someone number one, they got 1 point. If you had number five, they got 5 points. And whoever had the least points,
smallest at the first. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Did any of the three of us have the same list?
No.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
There were players that were on people's lists that nobody else had on their list.
Interesting.
What? I thought it was clear five. I thought this was a very difficult challenge. But I thought we'd all have the same five people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm surprised. But as far as the order for me, for the top, my top four was very, very difficult for me to place in a particular order.
There's one of us who has the exact list that the power rankings are, which is interesting.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay.
One of us gave me two number ones and I had to say, no, you got to pick one. And they put up a big fight until I forced them to do it.
No, you didn't. Then they don't know what power rankings are.
I had a 1A and a 1B.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. What a bitch. Come on,
he had a 1A.
Blandy.
He had a 1A and a 1B, and I said, Blandy, you have to choose. You have to choose number one. He says, I did. And I was like, oh, I guess he means that A is his number one.
No.
That's his way of telling you I was super close.
He actually put 1B as his number one when I made him choose.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, because I put the two of them, I did it alphabetically when I gave 1A and 1B.
You did?
You know, this is like you did something very similar to this when we had our predictions on not predictions, but what you would be the most surprised about. Mitchell Robinson taking a three or Mitchell Robinson making
this
a three?
This is not the same thing at all. I had two people that I thought were super close, so I just gave them to him in alphabetical order. And then
didn't. They weren't in alphabetical order.
You just said my 1B is who I put first, ultimately.
Oh, yeah, they were. No, yes, you're 1B.
All right, let's go. Let's
your 1B is who you had first, but that's not alphabetical. Talking about their first name or their last name?
No, originally last he name. Put 1A as A.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah, so what? What's going
not
on
their first
here?
Name. I was doing both of their first names.
All right, so top five Knicks
let's see what
this
we got
season
here.
So far.
All right, number five in our first annual. Do you have a drum roll?
Yes, I do.
Julius Randle, number five.
Really?
Which I'm not surprised, number one, because that's where I had him. I'm surprised, if you asked me at the beginning of the season, where he would place, because before the season, I would have him probably as number two. But yeah, based on this year, I have him on number five. He made my top five. I mean, I don't know if you're surprised, Blanderson, that he's five, because you're surprised he made the list at all.
I did not put him on my list at all.
It wasn't even
so here's why I put him on my list. The guy's got double-digit rebounds in all but one game. including 16 in the last game against San Antonio. He's averaging almost 5 assists per game, which is leading the team in assists. Now, again, through those first 6 games, his shooting was like historically bad, but he was doing those other things. So the fact that he's leading the team in assists, the fact that he's getting all those boards, the fact that he still draws, you know, defenses to him is big, and he's been making the right plays even when he was shooting bad. So yeah, for me, he was number 5 and deserved to be in the top 5.
I had him number 5 too, and the other reason is he's averaging 11.1 boards a game, which is top 10 in the league right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got 2 top 10 rebounders on the team.
Yeah.
Early in the season, which is crazy. Yeah, Blandy did not have
him. No, I did not. I mean, obviously the last 2 games are the Julius we've become accustomed to, but like 27%
shooting. Well, that's a quarter of the season.
27% through the first... What?
That's a quarter of the season.
8 games?
Those 2 games that... Yeah. 2 out of 8.
Oh, a quarter of the season so far.
A quarter of the season so far. Yeah.
I mean, but his, like you said, he was shooting like 27% from the field.
Historically bad.
Yeah.
For the
Does it change your opinion, Blandy? All the reports that came out today, again.
About his ankle?
About the ankle.
No, I mean, he's still, like, it gives an excuse for maybe why he played so bad, but I mean, he played bad.
Yeah, you still got to judge him for what he does on the court.
Yeah.
Got to. All right, number 4.
But hold on. This is super early in the season, but how about a guy that's been all NBA twice?
Well, we're going to get
our 5th best player. I mean, that's great.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, he's only all NBA the years when he's all NBA.
Very all right. True.
And the other years he's
not all
far
NBA.
From it. Not all NBA. All right, number 4 on our first ever Harding's Life Player Power fucking rankings. Arguably our MVP last season, or probably not arguably, Jalen Brunson comes in at number 4, which I think would shock all of us before the season started. If 8 games in, Jalen Brunson was the 4th best player on this team.
He would have been 1 or 2, we would have said.
Blandy, you had Jalen as... I mean, I find this shocking. This is where I think everyone varied the most. But Blandy had Brunson at 5. Had 4 players, so not including Julius Randle, above Jalen Brunson. Think about that for a minute, Barry.
He's had a couple of rough shooting nights.
Who could Blandy have in his top four better than Brunson?
I think 3 of them are probably Julius. Pretty obvious. I think the 4th one is probably...
Right, well, the 4th one is tough.
The 4th one is...
Hartenstein?
Yeah, he had Hartenstein above Jalen Brunson. What's the reasoning there, Blandy?
I just think his overall effort. You know what I mean? Like, he's always going. He's got a motor that doesn't seem to stop. He had... You know, he's had a couple of decent offensive games, you know? Just like with Randle, like, Brunson has not been yet who he was last year. But, you know, he played in the FIBA tournament. He's probably tired. He's probably, you know, he probably played more basketball in the past year than he has in his life. So, you know, I put him at number 5, but I'm fine with people saying that he's number 4.
Look, he's only shooting 39% from 2.
Yeah, he's shooting better from 3 than he is from 2.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
But the guy's, I mean, he's averaging 22.5 points per game, 4.8 assists, 43% from 3 on 6 attempts per game. So those are great numbers. And again, this is a guy that's 4th on our list, and yet he's the only player on the team that scored more than 30 points this season. He's done it twice, including that 45-point game against Milwaukee, which, granted, they lost that game. But again, he's had some, you know, high output scoring efforts so far this season. And again, it's gonna go up from here for sure.
And how about those charges?
Mm.
Guys, do you know right now he's leading the league in charges drawn?
It's gotta be careful though. I mean, he's not a big dude. Like, can you relax a little bit?
He's a bulldog though. He's strong. And he's close to the ground already. He's short.
I had Jalen up 1. I had him at 3. But I mean, I can't disagree with him at four. I think one of his biggest things is, I don't know if you guys said this while I was looking up his charges stat, but he's only shooting 40%
from the field.
Yeah, I suppose he's at 39% from two.
And like 42% from three.
42.9. Yeah. All right, guys. Number three in the Hardest Life Power Ranking. This is going to be a shocker to everyone. Are you ready? That's what the drum roll's for, right?
How's it going to be a shocker to everyone if one person has them all the same?
Dante DiVincenzo, number three.
No, it isn't.
In the Knicks.
Get out of here. Get
out of here.
Okay. No, Emmanuel Quickly. Averaging 15 points a game in just 24 minutes. And he looks so fucking comfortable out there.
Yeah.
And the Knicks at times function much better with him out there than Brunson. And how do you not love when him, Hart, and DiVincenzo are all playing at the same time?
Yeah.
We've got a really good second unit.
Yeah, the defense is another level. I mean, that's another reason why Brunson is pegged down on this list for me, is the defense. You know, when you compare it to Quickly and the other two guys that I'm sure are ahead of Quickly on this list, Brunson's defense isn't there. And Quickly's defense is. It's been really, really good. He's in the last four games, he's had 15 assists to one turnover. I mean, that's insane with how much he has the ball. I know, again, it's only 24 minutes a game, but 15 assists to one turnover in the last four games straight is pretty fucking impressive, what he's been doing with the ball. He hasn't been very good from three, but because of what he does inside the arc, his efficiency hasn't been that bad overall.
Well, if you look at his shooting percentage, it's at like 47%, I think. But from three, he's like under 33%. But you know, that's one of the issues with him
inside.
His regular field goal percentage has never really been that great. And I mean, 47%, if he could keep that up, forget it, you know?
Yeah, and we all know the style of player that he is. He could be kind of a wild card sometimes, you know, with the heat checks or the dribbling around trying to make something happen. But that's his game. And what used to seem like moving without purpose, now he's got creativity that's lending itself to positive outcomes. He's always putting the defense on its heels. He's getting savvier, exploiting them. He's been amazing. I mean, as good as he was last year, he's been much better, in my opinion, this year through these first eight games.
Yeah, the one biggest difference that I just see visually with the old eyes is just how he's handling the ball and not picking up his dribble and just how patient he is when he's running the offense. It's just so, he just is so comfortable. You know when Randall handles the ball and it's like,
oh my God, yeah.
Fucking, he's so far this year, I don't know what's going on. Does he not dribble all summer? He's so sloppy.
Dropping the ball. Oh my God, yeah, it's been
bad.
Dude,
when he's running down the court dribbling the ball, it's like lucky that he's holding on to it.
It's really weird.
But Emmanuel Quickly is the complete fucking opposite out there. I know he's a point guard and you're talking about a big man, but dude, a few years ago, Julius was like our point forward out there. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah, well, we didn't have anybody.
But look at him now.
I know.
It's like he's dribbling the ball with his fingertips is how it looks.
Right. And I mean, the last I checked, your ankle's not part of your hands, so you can't blame the ankle.
It is so hard to watch. So difficult to watch. All right, guys, we're down to the final two. All right. And I should I do number two first, or should I tell what number one is and then talk about both of them? What's a better reveal?
Number two, this way each guy gets his moment and where we can talk solely about them.
Okay. Number two on the first annual HKL Power Rankings, RJ Barrett, 47% from three this year. Leads the team in plus minus, second in scoring. He leads the team in free throw shooting. What the fuck happened to RJ Barrett?
Another level.
His three-point shot looks, I mean, great. Does his form look different to you, Barry?
Doesn't look that different to me.
No?
No. Does it look different to you?
Yeah, he's like doing, it's like this.
Oh, that's how it is now?
Isn't he shooting left-handed?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I mean, listen, you can't expect him to keep this up all season. There's no way. But I mean, when you consider the way he started off the last couple of years, where he's just been such a slow starter, and to be the complete opposite this year.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
He's just looked like a completely different player.
Yeah, kind of taken off where taken where he left off in the playoffs last year.
Yeah,
where he had that good run, and just much better game awareness. He knows when to be aggressive. He knows when to pass out of double teams or if he's being stifled. He's been a lot smarter. And you know, and what'd you say? I don't know if you say he's averaging over 22 points a game.
Yeah,
you know, his rotational minutes are very similar to what we've seen the last couple of seasons. Now he plays a decent chunk with the starters, and then he plays a lot of minutes with the bench unit. And in the past, we've seen the benefit of him playing with the second string guys, but we never really saw it with the starting five. It's like, oh, he's not getting enough touches. Oh, Julius won't pass him the ball. He's clearly the third option. But this season so far, the Knicks are passing the ball much better. Randle and Brunson are finding him. You know those two guys, you know, are demanding attention from the best defenders on the other team. So now RJ can cook. And then you still have the stretches with the bench when he's the best guy on the floor and he's taking advantage of that too. So he's firing on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, and he's still not putting up, he obviously doesn't put up big like rebounds or assists. And
no, not at all.
He is just kind of a scorer, but at least he is efficient this year. And he is
defending better. I mean, I know it's not showing up in the box score, you know, with those types of things that you mentioned, but he is defending. He is getting to where he needs to be. He is staying in front of guys better.
I actually had RJ number one in my list.
Yeah, well,
and
like
Blandy,
I said, this
had him
for
tied
me.
With his number one, but Blandy, you took points off because RJ hasn't played every game, you said.
Yeah, that's ultimately that's when you told me I had to make a decision between him and number and the other person, I took that into consideration.
But, yeah, well,
I mean,
this
nitpicking.
This comes down to exactly how I had my power rankings. But it was, like I said, it was very difficult for me. That Mitchell Robinson, RJ Barrett, and Brunson. Come on.
Hey.
Like, it's any secret who's going to be number one.
We didn't do the drum roll. Craig didn't say it. Like, come on,
like
Barry.
It's any secret. Well, that's why, I guess, why Craig wanted
to do it together. We don't know. Just because Barry says maybe. We don't know. He doesn't know who we picked.
Sure.
Be blasphemous.
All right. The number one.
Top five.
And we'll do this. We'll do this throughout the season, guys. Every 8 games. Something like that. Those big ass fat arms and legs of Mitchell Robinson make him the MVP 8 games into the Knicks season. Leads the team in 3 categories. You know those 3 categories, Barry?
Well, I mean, if you say total rebounds, offensive rebounds, and defensive rebounds, those are 3,
no.
Technically.
Blocks?
Steals, blocks, and rebounds.
Hmm.
Fourth in the league in rebounds, I think. At least the other day, he was fourth. We talked about him a little bit before. He deserves his fucking due. He's taken a lot of heat from everyone over the past few years. I'm still waiting for him to... I still, every time he falls, I think he's not getting up. I'll admit it. But hopefully you are right about his body. But he looks like one of the best centers in the game, to be honest. Even though he's not scoring, I would just love for them to fucking throw him a few more lobs a game. He deserves to get some more touches inside with how hard he fucking works.
Yes.
The interesting thing about that is his field goal percentage is like way down. It's like under 50% right now, which is crazy when you think about
it. Again, think about how many times he's trying to tip it in and it misses. He tries to tip it in and he misses.
That's
so
what
it
is.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, he's getting so many chances where he is hitting it at the rim or off the backboard. That's exactly what it is.
I saw before, I think he's averaging like 6.4 offensive boards a game. No NBA player has averaged 6 offensive boards or more in a season since Jason Williams back in 1997-98. So it's been like 25 years. So who knows if he could keep that up. But I mean, that's pretty rarefied company. You know what I mean? It's incredible. I feel like he's tapping like every single ball that bounces off the rim.
Yeah. I mean, well, look, you take his strength and his cardio has gotten better. I mean, remember how often we used to see him hands on his knees, out of breath? you know, all this stuff. You're not seeing that anymore. So you take his strength, you take his cardio, and now 5 seasons under his belt with experience, and all that's tournament is this monster on the glass. There's possessions now that the Knicks have where, you know, you're talking about it. He's jumping up, tipping the ball, he misses. He jumps up again, he misses. He jumps up again. The guy's on a pogo stick. His hands are high in the air. You know the type of shape you got to be in to keep that up? Just jumping up and down with your hands in the air like that, battling with these other guys in the league?
I think I also read that he's only the 5th player to ever have 50 or more offensive rebounds in the first 8 games of the season.
First player or fifth player?
Fifth player. He's the fifth player to ever that have too. That many.
Yeah, you're right, Barry. I noticed that too. He's not getting winded.
Yeah.
Like he used to. You know, I think it's part of it that he knows what his role is now more than ever.
Yeah, he's definitely gotten smarter. I mean, he knows where he's got to be. I mean, the other thing, and you mentioned it, that he's leading the team in steals. The fact that he's getting significantly more steals and significantly less blocks, because he is, although he's leading the team in blocks, he's getting less than he used to get. But that's just a testament to his knowledge of the game. And he's realizing the impact that he has on the game. He's always got his hands out with that 7'4" wingspan. And that's intercepting the passing lanes. And by not jumping at every shot fake or shot attempt to try and block it,
he used to go for everything.
He's just playing sound defense. Yeah. And now he could keep himself in position to box out and get the board.
Yeah. He was in love with trying to get the blocks.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He's smarter. He leads the league in a hustle stat. I've never looked up fucking hustle stats until now.
They're fun.
But I wanted to find out where Jalen Brunson was. And I looked down below, box outs per game. He leads the entire league. And
that's
it's not even close.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I mean, it says he box out 4.4 times a game, but I can't imagine it's not like 100. What do you mean he box out 4.4? I'm not sure what that fucking stat means exactly because it doesn't seem right. But he leads the league in it.
Interesting.
Let's see. What is that stat? Can I look? What does that even mean? Say? Box
out. By the way, 4 out of the 8 games so far, he's had over 15 rebounds, 15 or more. 4 out of 8 games.
And he's averaging 12, right? 12 and change.
Yeah 12
six
and a half.
Six. Six offensive and six defense.
He's averaging more offensive rebounds than he has defensive rebounds.
I think he has more offensive rebounds than a number of teams total, right? Isn't that true?
Yeah, that too.
Yep, I'm pretty sure
they
saw that.
They mentioned that a few times.
More offensive rebounds than entire teams. It's crazy.
Yeah, consistently he's been awesome all season, and it's wild that he's gotten himself.
Listen, he's only 25. I mean, he's coming into his prime when you think about it. You know.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that he's the longest tenured player on the team. Like that's crazy to think about.
Yeah, and the other great thing, so look at our power rankings, right? Our top 3 guys are homegrown guys that the Knicks have drafted. I mean, they've been doing a great job. And the other 2 guys, you got an All-NBA player they brought here before it was All-NBA, and you got Jalen Brunson.
If they somehow keep this up, and the 2 guys that the whole team was supposed to be centered around, Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle, are number 4 and 5.
Well, then we got a problem, though, Craig, if they're
number
4
and 5. Then we got, no, I think that means we got 3 great young guys ahead of them.
Yeah, but that also means a big drop off in production from those 2. But they'll snap out of it. I'm not worried about that.
I'll take the production that all 5 of those are giving us right now if that can stay like that the whole season. Because I can't imagine, I mean, I'm just afraid that RJ is going to come back to life, but we'll see. You know, I think Mitch can keep this up. It's just about injuries for him. Can he stay healthy?
Yeah.
Right. I don't see any reason why he can't keep this up. It's not a shot. It's just effort. All right, guys. You want to get to some... Oh, wait. Let's do some voicemails. Let's hear what Ralph has been up to for the past week.
Okay.
Ralphie.
Ralph. Here we go.
Ralphie boy.
Knicks versus Bucks. Let's go, Knicks. Well, it's a very close game at the end of the first quarter. Knicks down by 10 at halftime to Milwaukee. If we lose, don't bother putting any of my calls on. Knicks up by 2 with 1:20 to go against Milwaukee. No. Well, we lost, but it was a hell of a game.
I tried
to resist, but this Knicks and Clippers is a pretty good game, back and forth. Knicks ahead at 1 in the 3rd quarter. Now we're fucking playing. DiVincenzo for 3, and the Knicks have 11-point lead. 8:41 to go in the 4th. Woohoo! Knicks win! Knicks win! Knicks win! Boy, the Knicks show a lot of energy, good defense. DiVincenzo really showing a lot of energy. But a lot of Knicks played just great today. The game was so nice, I got to watch it twice. Knicks off to a great start against San Antonio. 13-0. Knicks have a 24-point lead against the Spurs in the third quarter, the largest lead of the season. Knicks blow out the Spurs. As I'm watching Popovich smiling at Thibodeau. The Knicks are now back at 500. Good night.
500.
You got a lot of guys, by the way. You talked about a lot about DiVincenzo. I know you started to talk about it before, but so many guys off the bench play so hard, right? Hartenstein, DiVincenzo, Hart, Quickly. The fucking bench is unbelievable.
They play hard and they play smart. Like they know where they got to be. Sometimes you have guys that hustle, but they're not great players, or they're not. I remember Ron Baker when he was on the team. He hustled a lot, but he was no DiVincenzo or Josh Hart. There's a difference. You've got quality players that are playing hard.
We haven't even mentioned Grimes.
That group together is great. I mean, we haven't mentioned Grimes at all.
And why is that?
There aren't really any holes in this team. It's a solid team, nine deep.
Grimes is the most boring of the whole group. But he's been solid.
Yeah. Needs to do, his three-point shooting needs to come up a bit, but so do a lot of them.
He's definitely that guy who starts that's like, should he really start? Maybe four guys off the bench that are better than him. All right, let's listen to, who do we have out? I think we have Hotepe.
I don't know. There's one other one here. Let's see.
Yeah, boys. Hotepe calling after the Clippers game. I tell you, these guys kept it close for three quarters. Then they fucking erupted like Eddie Van Halen on that first album. Eruption! I gotta say, I like what I'm seeing, man. I think these guys are better than their record suggests. Not one of those losses they've had all year, or so far in this season, has been a blowout. And they were all close, despite, these guys pretty much shooting like crapple, since the start. But, tonight they showed if this defense can keep them in games and keep it close and someone gets hot, then they can fucking put a hurt on anyone. So it's a hard-on Knicks life tonight. Oof. Fuck James Harden. Hope to pay out.
Nothing better than picturing Hope to pay with a hard-on at the end of his
voice. Did he say a hard-on?
Hard-on.
Hard-on Knicks life.
But when it happens, it's very hard and it gets bigger.
That's after every Knicks win, Landy, for Hope to pay. There you go. All right, y'all hear that music.
Oh, it's time already, okay.
Ooh, it is time.
Not much going on, so this would be relatively quick. I know that, you don't like to spend too much time on this crap. Let's start with a couple.
What a great tease to your news.
This will be really quick. There's not a lot going on. There's a couple of injuries.
Make something out of it. Come on.
A couple of injuries.
Nothing salacious.
We'll see.
Go through your news, and then I got one that I want to talk about.
A couple of injury things. Jamal Murray will be out 3 to 4 weeks with a hamstring injury. Tyler Herro about 2 weeks with an ankle injury, and then Cam Thomas of the Nets also will be out a couple of weeks because of an ankle injury. Andre Iguodala, who only recently announced his retirement, has been named the acting executive director of the National Basketball Players Association, so he's retiring and taking a pretty higher-up spot in the union. I know that as a player, he sat on the executive committee for quite some time. So good for that. We're good for him. Did you guys happen to see that ESPN released its top 25 NBA players under the age of 25?
No,
they do this every year. Barry, did you see this?
I haven't seen it this year.
Okay, so they released this the other day, and do you think there are any Knicks on that list?
Top 25. I think this will, yeah, I think RJ Barrett must have moved up on that list this year. If they, if this is a new list and they took into account
who the number one is. Any idea?
Emmanuel Quickly. Emmanuel Quickly?
Emmanuel.
Get the fuck out.
Is he under 25? What is it? He's not under 25? Is that
no, he's definitely under 25.
Who is the number one? Are you looking it up? Barry's like looking up.
I'm not looking ages. It up. Don't, I'm looking don't up look ages. I'm looking well, up that's... ages of some people.
Oh, boy. I'll say
Luka Doncic.
Wembanyama.
Luka. Luka's 24.
Luka is
he?
Number
it
one.
Has to be him. Yeah, he's
Luka
off to a
one.
Great start. And were there any Knicks?
There are zero Knicks on this list.
Hmm. Who's number? Give me number 23, 24, 25.
23, Scoot Henderson, who has all of a few games
that's not fair.
Under his belt. Yeah. 24.
Yeah, and look up Scoot's numbers right now and compare them to RJ. He wouldn't fucking sniff playing time based on his numbers this year so far.
Let's look it up.
Look it up.
Is he a rookie or what is he?
Yeah, he's a rookie. He's supposed to be great. He was supposed to be in contention for rookie of the year.
Not too far behind
Wemby.
That's a fucking joke. That's they're doing that on potential then.
Right. Not
which
it
shouldn't be. It shouldn't be though.
Well,
do
their
the
list
25
it depends,
under 25.
It depends the definition of their list.
He's averaging 8 points a game in fucking
yeah, I know.
28 minutes.
He's been underwhelming. What about 24, 25?
24 is Keegan Murray.
Again, another second year player. Go ahead, number 25.
Alperen Sengun.
Sengun. This is all based on potential. So,
yeah, no argument. He's nowhere to be found.
So I can't argue with any of those if it's based on potential.
Well, top five, it's Luka's number one, Anthony Edwards number two, Wembanyama number three, Tyrese Haliburton at four, and then Ja Morant is number five.
Okay, I mean, yeah, that seems real.
But Tyrese Haliburton is number four, and
Tyrese Haliburton's awesome.
He is, but RJ can't even crack 25.
Tyrese Haliburton's on another fucking planet than RJ Barrett. The way he's been playing.
Some of these, though. Walker Kessler? Come on. Really? Walker Kessler.
Yeah.
And you're right. A lot of it is potential because Chet Holmgren is number 13.
Yeah.
You know, how many games does he have under his belt this year?
Yeah. All right.
So.
What else you got, Blanderson?
Well, the only salacious...
You got us up all in a tizzy for no reason.
What do you mean? The only, you know, Craig, I don't know if this is what you were thinking of in terms of salacious news, but did you hear about Joe Smith and his wife?
I did. I saw the video.
Oh, you did? Barry, did you see that or no?
No.
Joe Smith, you know, 16-year NBA vet, former number one pick at a University of Maryland. I guess his wife is a former adult film star, and I guess she was videotaping. She was taping something.
She's on OnlyFans.
Yeah, the OnlyFans, which she didn't know about. So he's not sleeping at home right now. I think he's sleeping at a hotel. There were people saying that that the fight that they had was staged. He said it wasn't staged. He had no idea that she was doing that kind of stuff again. So he doesn't know if they're going to be able to iron things out. He is currently staying at a hotel while, you know, she stays at home. But that's the only, like, salacious thing that I really saw. Although I know also that Zion's ex, the crazy one, has been in the news because Zion, I think he missed the last game because his girlfriend's giving birth.
Oh, is that why he missed
it?
I just saw a personal reason.
Yeah, because the baby's being born. So what was the crazy one's name? Mariah something? Mariah, whatever her name was.
So she's back to her old ways?
Well, I mean, people were giving her a hard time on social media because of the fact that the baby was being born. So
that wasn't what I had for the salacious
what do you got?
News.
Okay.
It's not salacious, but I just thought you would talk about it because it's interesting. And it the Knicks court the other night, which I thought looked fucking amazing.
I liked it. Yeah,
For the in-season tournament?
No, whatever the city edition court. Dude, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, and that looked great. The jerseys look great.
That with the jerseys. I really love the jerseys aside from the fucking...
The double
thing. I just think it's so like dizzying. But I actually think that's why we killed the Spurs. The city's so nice,
they named it twice.
I think that's why we killed the Spurs. Because the Spurs would look at us defensively. And they would get dizzy? Just, like... Whenever I look at it, I feel like something's wrong with my eyes. But in the corner of the court was an advertisement for Skims.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're a new NBA.
Because they are now, Kim Kardashian Skims are now an official sponsor of the
NBA. I just think that's interesting. I thought it could make its way into your news. There was a photo of Kim Kardashian with David Stern for the announcement. It's just fucking so weird.
David Stern?
Not David Stern.
You mean Adam Silver? David Stern's dead, isn't he?
No, he's alive in Adam Silver's body.
So they brought him out like Weekend at Bernie's. They propped him up next to Kim Kardashian.
I'll always think of Stern as the commissioner. Next to David Stern Silver. Yeah. Well, it's a crazy partnership, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little weird. I mean, but think about it.
Is that like a men's underwear or just women's underwear?
NBA players?
Yeah, she's done plenty. I mean, she was married to an NBA player. I think that's just women's stuff. That there can't be Skims for men. What fucking self-respecting man would?
But how could there be a women's underwear sponsor of the NBA? It doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean? They're branching out. You know, they've got lots of female.
Do they tuck in the gut?
Oh, wait, hold on. They do have menswear.
Yeah, they must have for men. If
I was going to say,
gut.
I mean, do you think that
tees and tanks?
No men's underwear brand would join up with the WNBA. It just
boxers and briefs, leggings. What do you mean leggings? Dudes don't wear leggings.
Well, basketball players wear like compression
under
tights.
Their shorts.
That's not the same thing. Those aren't leggings. Those are compression pants. It's not the same thing. Socks. They've got socks, boxers, tees and tanks.
I think it might be leggings. The same thing, actually.
Interesting.
Looking at a lot of people in underwear right now, trying to get an idea of Skims.
Men or women?
It's just whatever came up. It's all kinds of people.
I'm checking out the bra section. I don't think the NBA players would be using those, though.
Jokic would.
Oh.
All right. Is that the way it bounces?
That is the way the basketball bounces.
So if you guys found out your wife was doing a private OnlyFans account because she really loved the way it made her feel about herself and it was a little extra income for the household, she wasn't video conferencing any of these people. She was just streaming it to her subscribers. Would you be okay with that?
How much money are we talking about?
We're talking about an extra $2,500 a week.
So 10 grand a month.
Yep.
100,000 plus a year.
I mean, that's good money. But you didn't know about it?
You didn't know about it because she thought that you wouldn't want her to do it.
So what's happening to that money then?
That money is going into a savings account.
To her own then, if you don't know about it. So you're not. So you might be. She might be getting 100,000 plus a year, but then nobody. You're not seeing any benefit.
But now you know, and now you will see the money because
why?
Because you caught her doing it.
Why should you're going to confiscate the money?
No, and she says no. I was saving that for our retirement. Our retirement. It's going into a retirement fund.
What if she did say like she was doing it for like 3, 4, 5 years, then she was like, guess what? I've got some great news. I've paid off the entire house, the mortgage, everything. And you're like, how? OnlyFans. Are you mad? Are you like, that's great news?
I don't think anybody's saying that's great news.
Joe Smith did.
I think I would be like, that's amazing. Yes.
Interesting.
How many subscribers do you have?
You go, girl.
Hmm.
So you'd shut it down, Blandy? Or you'd have to think about it.
No, that's it. No, that's...
Is it your place? Down. You think it's your place to fucking shut down? You think you'd be able to shut it down, Blandy? I don't think you have a shot.
No, I wouldn't be able... I would say you'd I'd want to, it.
Would you leave the house like Joe Smith did?
Where the hell am I going? What, am I moving in with my mom? What am I doing?
Let's play it. Let's play it out. Hey, Jason. Guess what?
What? Wife?
I've been taking off my Skims on an OnlyFans account.
You'd see the goods.
Oh, shit. Really?
I've made so much money and I love it. And I'm not going anywhere. Staying on there. I'm number 3.
Wow.
In the OnlyFans power rankings.
Is that a thing?
Barry is my top customer.
What?
Oh, well.
Excuse me?
That would make things awkward.
Wow.
Do you want my pants off or on?
Whoa. I don't like how this is going. This is not going well.
Well, it is what it is. I love it. If you don't like it, you can leave.
Yeah, see, that wouldn't happen, though. I don't think that would happen.
You're not playing along at all.
I can't, listen.
This fucking sucks.
My wife would barely take her clothes off for me, let alone for a bunch of strangers, so.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
I'm just saying.
So you're saying she wouldn't do an OnlyFans?
No, that would never happen.
All right, you won't even play along because can't happen.
No.
Barry, what would you do?
I think the only insecurity that may come is, like, let's say that there's one particular subscriber, because they can pay like extra money, right?
Right. Yeah, they pay you to do certain things, don't they?
To do certain things. So what if there's one particular person that's like shelling out like 10 G's a clip because he's like a, you know, millionaire, super rich dude. And then, you know, am I secure enough in myself that like, what if she runs off with this guy?
That's what you'd be afraid of?
Well, yeah. Am I afraid of people looking at her naked body? I don't know if I'm afraid of that. How does that change our relationship?
People ask you if you want it in the butt.
Then what?
No. We said in this scenario that it's only streaming, no meetups. Mm-hmm. But I guess the thing is...
What if they ask for that, though?
It's a slippery slope.
In a video.
If they ask for it in a video to meet up?
No.
People ask you if you want it in the butt.
What?
I don't know what you're getting at, but I think
that's what they want to see in the video. That's what they pay.
Like, or if they want to see her touching herself or something like that.
They want to see something in the butt in the video.
Yeah.
Or, so what?
You know, sex party.
Something like that. You know.
A sex party.
Yeah.
He's just trying to use all his fucking drops, right? It's not even making sense.
They can request whatever they want. What do you mean?
Yeah, but you don't have to do it unless you're comfortable.
Blandy's eyes are darting all over his computer right now, trying to find a drop.
I think maybe I'd be okay with it, but I definitely would not look at it. I wouldn't want to see any comments I don't really know how OnlyFans works. I don't either.
Fans,
but to be honest, I assume there's comments. Sure. I assume it's like a like a porny TikTok. You know,
it doesn't have to be though. Like it could be
right.
Anything.
I guess they could set it up however they want. But I just wouldn't look at it. I wouldn't want to see any comments. I wouldn't want to see what she's doing on it. I wouldn't want to be there while she's doing it. And then, you know, ignorance is bliss at that point. And as long as the money is being shared in the household, why the hell not? Especially if she enjoys it.
As long as she's giving me the
she's
money.
She's passionate about it.
Then it's okay.
That's right.
As long as I'm getting my cut, I don't give a fuck.
Then
of course. Of course.
But that's one of your reasons for being okay with it. As long as you're getting the money.
Interesting.
Yes.
No.
There's got to be an incentive.
So if she just said, I'm doing it just because I love to do it, it's a hobby. I actually don't give all the money away to charity. So it's going to a good cause. You'd be like, no.
Charity?
I'm only going to let you do if that shit comes to us.
I'd say, who's charity? Is she on OnlyFans?
No, I would say.
And please stop it.
That's what I would say.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. What a conversation to end the show.
Jesus.
I mean, Hotepay should go on there. OnlyFans for after Nick's win. Speaking of OnlyFans, have you seen this commercial for Only Hawks fans?
Yes, I saw that. With the hawk in the bed.
That is so bizarre. Barry, yeah. Look it up. Look on your phone.
They while did we're like going a mock out. We'll, OnlyFans thing.
Blandy and I will talk about stuff. What's this upcoming schedule, Blandy?
Upcoming schedule. So we have, hold on, we're gonna put right here. Sunday, we have an afternoon game versus Charlotte at the Garden. Then wow, there's five games next week. Oh, geez. Yeah. Sunday at home for the Hornets. Monday at Boston. Wednesday at Atlanta. Friday at Washington. And then Saturday at Charlotte. That's five games in 7 days. That's a lot.
Barry, isn't that crazy that they posted? Isn't that crazy that the Atlanta Hawks posted?
Yeah,
that?
The Atlanta Hawks account posted that. That was great.
And DeJounte, how do you say his fucking name?
DeJounte Murray?
DeJounte? Take that shit DeJounte down, Murray. Right?
So please take that damn shit down.
He didn't like looking at the mascot laying
Trey
in
Young
bed, rubbing its
feet. Didn't like it either.
It's funny. I think it's funny.
The Knicks should do something like that with the Knicks.
There's a group of people, aren't they called furries?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mascot? Yeah.
People.
No, I know the people, yes. That's what made you think of that.
Yes, because it's the mascot.
Yeah, I feel I always listen to Stern shows where they went and interviewed furries at a furry convention.
Yeah, what they'd say.
Yeah, remember, didn't I tell you about that? They had one of those at my cousin's. Or were we not doing
that? Oh, we talked about it. Yeah, that was an old episode. Yep.
No, but I remember we talked about it. My cousin, the hotel that he works at, they had a convention in the last few months.
All right, Barry, where can they call us?
516-33-MESH-1. That's 516-336-3741. Our 24-hour voicemail hotline is always open to share your Knicks' deepest thoughts, desires, wants, needs, reactions, questions.
So deep.
Yeah, I don't want to fucking beg, but where the fuck are most of you motherfuckers to start the season?
Where's Pete?
Where's
Dickie?
We had to fire half a dozen operators because they were standing by and the phone wasn't ringing.
Murder Jim, are you fucking okay?
Yeah, where's Murder Jim?
Where's Justin? Remember Justin?
Whatever happened to James?
James? Justin.
Uncle Funkle?
Manny.
Manny's gone. I don't know where Manny is. What about my favorite from last year? What was his name? The Beast from the Middle East.
Abushaki.
Where the fuck are you, Abushaki?
He's got to be happy. Fournier's, been riding the bench for two years now.
Sophomore slump for Abushaki. Fucking rookie of the year last year, and he's gone. Everybody get the fuck back here, Colin. All right, guys, until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.